This episode covers when to talk after a fight with your wife. You're watching the clock right now, scared that talking too soon restarts things and waiting too long costs you something you can't easily get back. Here's exactly how to read the four signs that tell you which moment you're actually in. Here's what's actually happening when you can't get the timing right. You've probably done one of two things after a fight. You rush back in within minutes, wanting to fix it before it gets worse. Or you go quiet and wait, hoping enough time makes it disappear on its own. Neither one gives repair a real chance. This usually isn't random. If you grew up somewhere, arguments got loud fast. Jumping in to smooth things over might have kept you safe as a kid. Or maybe you learned the opposite, that saying nothing kept the peace. So silence became your default as an adult. Either pattern made sense once. It's just working against you now. You're not bad at timing. You've just never been shown what your body is telling you. And that's what we're getting into. Right after a fight, your heart rate spikes. Gottman calls this flooding, and it kicks in once your heart rate climbs past roughly 100 beats per minute. When you're flooded, you're not really listening anymore. You're running on adrenaline, waiting for a chance to defend yourself or get out of the room. That's why talking 1 minute after a fight rarely works. You're both still flooded, and anything either of you says gets heard as another attack. So here's the method. Four signs you're going to check in yourself before you ever open your mouth. Sign one, your body has settled. Your heart isn't pounding. Your jaw isn't clenched, and you can take a full breath without your chest feeling tight. Sign two, you can say her side back without gritting your teeth. You can repeat what she was upset about in your own head without immediately arguing against it. Sign three, you're not rehearsing a comeback anymore. If you're still building your defense in your head, you're not ready yet, no matter what the clock says. Sign four, you want to be close to her again, not just done arguing. This is the one that separates real repair from a tired truce. Now, let's get into the actual words. Your scenario, you've given it time, your body has settled, and you want to bring the fight back up. Your setup. Find a moment when neither of you is mid-task or halfway out the door. Script 1. Opening the conversation once you're ready. I've had some time to think, and I want to come back to what happened earlier. Just pause and take a breath before you continue. I'm not trying to relitigate it. I just want us to be okay. Is now an okay time, or do you need more of it? Why it works. It leads with wanting to reconnect instead of your side of the story, and it hands her a real choice about timing. What happens next? She may say yes right away, or ask for more time. Either answer means your read was accurate. Sometimes she wants to talk before your body has settled. Shutting her down completely can feel like round two, so the goal is buying real time without closing the door. Script two, buying real time without shutting the door. I hear that you want to talk about this now. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. I'm still pretty worked up, and I don't want to say something I don't mean. Can we talk in 20 minutes? I'm not walking away from this. Why it works, naming the delay out loud, with a specific number of minutes, works very differently than a vague later. Come back in the exact window you named. That's where trust in your timing gets built or lost. Here are the mistakes that restart the fight. Rushing back in under the 20-minute mark while you're both still flooded. Treating a 3-day cooling-off period as a real strategy, since it buys distance instead of resolution. Bringing it up mid-task while she's driving or cooking, which reads as an ambush no matter your intent. And going quiet and calling it, giving her space when it's really avoidance with a nicer name. Different men freeze or flare for different reasons, and here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to go quiet and pull back, set a real check-in time before you retreat. Something like give me 20 minutes, so a short early update replaces the silence. If you tend to get defensive fast, you're probably ready to talk sooner than you feel ready, because your body calms before your case for yourself stops building. Name one thing she had a point about before you say anything else. If you tend to want to talk right away, your urge to fix it in the first 5 minutes is usually about your own discomfort, not real readiness. Use the four signs as a hard check first. If you get loud or intense when you're upset, give yourself extra time past the 20-minute floor and lower your volume on purpose before you start talking. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push harder when feeling distant, her intensity is a protest, not an attack. So stay calm and give her a specific return time. If she tends to go quiet after trying hard in the past, don't wait for her to bring it up again. Come to her first once you've settled. If she tends to pull back and value her own space, offer a low-pressure window instead of pushing the moment you're ready. And if she's the one who withdraws while you're the one who wants to talk, lower your check-in intensity and invite calmly, just once. Ask yourself, before you bring it up again after a bad read, is this a fact or a fear? It's probably fear talking, not something she's actually done. Sometimes you'll read the signs wrong, and the fight reignites. When that happens, the fastest way back is owning the timing, not defending it. Script 3. Recovering after bad timing. That one's on me. I brought it up before either of us was really ready. Let that sit for a second before you continue. Can we try again once we've both cooled off, maybe tonight? Why it works. It takes ownership of the timing without relitigating the original disagreement. Some fights happen late at night with no real window to repair before sleep. Left alone, that unfinished fight quietly bleeds into the whole next day. Script 4. The morning after a late night fight. I know we didn't get to finish talking last night. I don't want to carry it into today. Pause and let her respond before you continue. Can we find 10 minutes before things get busy? Getting the timing right changes more than the conversation itself. When you consistently talk after a fight at the right moment, instead of too soon or too late, she stops bracing for round two every time you open your mouth. That's when a hand on the shoulder or sitting closer on the couch starts to feel possible again, instead of forced. You've just spent time thinking this through, and that already puts you ahead of where you were an hour ago. In the next 24 hours, that might mean waiting for your body to settle before you say a word, bringing it up today if it's already been sitting too long, or naming a specific number of minutes if she reaches out before you're ready. Getting the timing right won't undo tonight, but it's what decides whether the distance between you closes or grows. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.